This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It is week 10 of our wellness regime. Suzanne from Flourish Consulting, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you both?
Well, I have to... Well, you go first.
I feel relaxed. Before, I thought I was close to dying. I was really pushed hard, and now I'm actually feeling okay.
Yeah, same. I feel that workout that we did was so different. It was uncanny, and I suffered from not having the breaks in between. I was exhausted, but now I feel quite good.
Good. Yes. Well, we're going to talk about that in a minute. But what I wanted to do was share the great news with the results that you guys have had so far. We took their measurements this morning, and here's how we went. Aaron?
That's right.
Okay, all up since we started, 10 centimetres gone.
10 awesome. Centimetres. Yeah.
5.5 off the waist, which is good. 2 and a bit off the legs. Mm. Yeehaw. It's good. That's a lot. I've noticed
excellent.
In my pants, I have to tighten them up now.
Really?
It's great. Yeah.
Have you moved a notch in your belt?
Yeah, yeah. That's a clothes size, isn't it? It's a whole size.
Awesome.
Anyway.
Wow. Really good.
All good.
Dan?
I'll leave the man legs till... No, we'll start with the man legs. I'm trying to get man legs. I have put on 0.5 centimetre in my thigh. Thank you. Man legs, here we come. I've lost 3 centimetres around my waist, and I've put on 1.5 centimetres in my arms. So walking through the door is a little bit tough now because I'm just so buff.
It's so awesome just to see that in that short time and the little changes that you've made that you can experience those results already.
It's pretty good. And to be honest, from the start, I thought, okay, this is good. We're going to get healthy. But I don't know if you sat me down at the start and said, are you expecting to actually see results?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd actually go, well, probably not in the 12 weeks, but I'll learn a lot.
Yeah.
And it's good to know 10 weeks in, like, we're looking a bit different.
You are, absolutely. And your bodies are all the better for it from eating more of the live food and getting more sleep and having all of these different things in balance. So I want to ask you then to share maybe 2 things that you feel have been the biggest lessons learnt so far. As far as your health and well-being goes.
Do you want to go?
All right. I'm eating less processed foods. I'm eating as much live stuff as possible.
Wow.
And cooking stuff myself. If I really want something bad, like for instance ice cream the other day, I made it myself using all real ingredients and controlling what went into it. It was like 4 ingredients in the end.
And real fat and real sugar.
Well, yeah, but better sugar, so not the refined stuff. But you know, you can maybe use honey. I'm going to work on that and stuff. But that's like one idea. But using real food more, and it takes longer to process. You feel fuller. It's great.
And there's so much more satisfaction in eating it, isn't there? When you know that you've put your hands into actually making it.
It tastes real. There's a different taste in it. It's got a good taste.
And you'll also notice that it fills you up for a lot longer when it's something that you've made yourself, because it's lacking in all of those preservatives and all the things that your body just can't recognize. So it keeps wanting more of it.
Yeah, that's true. It's good. As well as that snacking, we've got this container at home which doesn't pour particularly well, which is perfect for like nuts and sultanas and coconut shavings and all healthy stuff like that and fruits. It's in this container, and when I feel hungry, I just get a little handful. It doesn't pour out too much, which is perfect.
Yes.
And I just sort of eat that scattered throughout the day if I'm feeling hungry, and that does me. And I'm not eating that much over the course of a day of it either, so that's good.
That's
really
excellent.
Helpful snacking as opposed to a big chocolate bar.
10 points.
Wow.
I'm happy with that. It
works. Redeemable damn points.
And thus the results that he's experiencing.
There you go.
Very good.
I'm still bad with portion sizes. Not great, but improving. For example, we have family night dinner, and we'll often go to a club for that where you get, and it's always the same meal. You get steak, salad, and chips.
Okay.
And I found that I'm looking at the size of the plate, which is a pretty decent sized plate, and I go, all right, well, the salad is good, the steak is good, those two together is probably enough, and so I've been boycotting the chips.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Very good.
And as far as exercise goes, a good excuse to put it off would be no time, not going to do it. But I was cooking dinner the other night, and the kids and Leah were at the back, and I had to wait for like 10, 15 minutes for something to cook.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I could just stand here for 10 or 15 minutes, or I could do my dips and my push-ups. So I've kind of squeezed them in wherever they fit
around
as well.
Your life. That's great. And I think that's really important to share with everybody, is we don't have to think about, okay, I've got to make an hour to get to the gym. I've been showing you guys exercises that you can just do in the living room, in your bedroom, anywhere, and you can slot them in around your life, but that will really make a huge difference long term. So that's terrific.
Big difference. And they were just in the kitchen. It's like, well, there's a kitchen chair there. I can use that for dips.
Yep.
Wow, you guys are good students. It's pretty easy, my job now.
It's all Yoda.
And so what I wanted to also talk about today is because everybody's been doing their strength program now for about 6 to 8 weeks,
yes,
we'll notice that you mightn't be struggling like you were the first week and having that same amount of soreness. And why that is because your body's gotten stronger. It needs a new challenge. So on average, every 6 to 8 weeks, you're going to need to change your resistance program as well, just to make sure that you continue getting stronger, leaner, fitter. All of those things will come together as long as there's a change.
Okay.
So maybe you want to explain how you felt after today.
Oh, that was horrible. I feel good now. But I'm used to, I don't know what exactly how you worked it differently, but I'm used to having more breaks in between. So we do our push-ups, have a moment to catch our breath, do squats, have a moment to catch our breath. But this morning, Suzanne just, she went, okay, done, next, bang, done, next, go back to this, bang, next. And I found just not having that moment to catch my breath, by the end of it, I was like, oh my goodness, I'm glad this is over.
Ditto.
Okay, so well, that leads me to my first point, is that when you want to make a few simple changes, when you're starting to not see as many results, the first thing is have less rest time.
Wow.
Move from one exercise to the next faster. Don't have the drink of water in between. Just keep going.
Wow.
So that you really find that the body has less recovery time, pushes it harder. The next thing is that if you've only been doing your program once or twice a week, up it now to 2 or 3 times. So that you're finding that your body is having less rest in between sessions, but also that it's got more stimulus.
Okay.
That will really ensure that you start to get results again. Also, any time that you can do more than 15 repetitions of any one exercise, it means you should make more resistance or make the exercise harder for yourself.
Okay.
So, for example, if you're doing push-ups on your knees right now, once you can do 15, do the first maybe 5 on your toes and then drop back to the next 5 on your knees and start to build up that way. And before you know it, you'll be doing them all on your toes. If you can already do them on your toes, then maybe you add some extra weight.
Wow.
Onto your body by either having a backpack or some phone books, whatever is going to be safe and accessible in your house that you can add to.
Get someone to stand on you.
Yeah.
Have one of the kids sit on your back and have little ponies going on.
Hey.
Change where you do the exercise as well. It can get a little bit boring in front of the television, for example. So you might then do it outside in the backyard as it starts getting warmer. Or you might walk to the park, do your exercises there, use some of the ones that the council has provided as well, the ready-made things that are there, to do something different. And so then you are really experiencing it outdoors and in fresh air as well.
That's good. I have to say, it looked stupid, but I did it. I couldn't do many. We have this little backpack that I put Hallie in.
Okay.
And I took Connor down to the park with Hallie in the backpack, and there were some bars there. And I thought, I'm going to do some chin-ups. So I did them. And then I think my body started slanting too much. I thought she might slip out. So I stopped and didn't do many.
That's good.
No, just
good try, though.
Making use of the resources.
That's exactly right. Or if you're a mum and you've got a stroller, put an extra bit of weight down the bottom, a couple of cans or something, when you're walking to add that extra weight.
Yes.
All of these things are just functional exercises that you can do every day. Push yourself harder. Your body is going to be working much more efficiently. Aaron, I know you've experienced that.
Yes.
So now
absolutely.
Now that you're able to work the body harder, push it harder.
And know that it's okay. Like you,
right.
That's the important thing. That
yeah.
The pain you're feeling is normal, and that's good.
And your body's now able to cope with that pain. Also, maybe start to have a look at some of the health and well-being magazines or some health websites that give you some ideas of other exercises that you can add. And then the last thing is a trainer is always a great investment. Having a good personal trainer who's holistic, who looks at all aspects, and maybe you meet with them just once every 4 to 6 weeks, so it's not a huge money investment, but then you see them, they take your measurements again, they do all of your goal setting, and they give you a new program every 4 to 6 weeks just to really kickstart the results again. I've actually developed this week for you all a new program.
Oh.
So Aaron and Dan are going to have that on the website.
Yes.
So that then you can use that moving forward for the next few weeks as well.
Perfect. Suzanne, thank you very much. Any questions, don't ask us. Ask Suzanne, shewillflourish.com from Flourish Consulting. Suzanne, thanks very much.
Terrific. Have a great week.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.